Welcome to the Daily Word from the Fountain, heard weekdays at 4 p.m. on Life Radio WIFI. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message.
Hey, did anybody start a new diet beside Pastor Dave? Anybody decide to go vegetarian? Well, like, I almost was there. Pastor Matt would be a vegetarian, but bacon. And so the other day we're watching this TV show, and it has this new diet out, flexitarian. I said, this is sounding all right to me. It's like you're a vegetarian until you want some meat, and you just get some meat. It's not even in the dictionary yet, flexitarian, but I am one starting right now. Whenever you're feeling something, go for it. I saw somebody say on Facebook the other day, I think it was January 2nd, I messed up already. 2020 is my year. How many believe in new beginnings? Say amen out loud. I'm talking about real fresh starts. But could I just say this? I want you to be wary of something. Be wary of prophets and preachers that promise you breakthrough, prosperity, and promotion in 2019 without calling you to change. I'm going to give you a news flash. I know that when the calendar turns, we think it's a new year, it's a new me, there's a new way of living. No, no, no. Just because the calendar flips to a new year doesn't necessarily mean anything changes. I think we get so disappointed because we thought the new year would bring change. No, change isn't change until you change. If I was on Twitter, I'd tweet that. Change isn't change until you change. I think we all could use some change in our life. If that's true, if you could use a little change, say amen. Amen. How many could be a little closer to God? Say amen. Amen. How many would like to not be circling the same mountain next year that you've been circling this year? Say amen out loud. Amen. I think I came to the right church. Resolutions are good, but disciplined living is better. I think we all want change, although Mark Twain said, the only person that likes change is a wet baby. I want to share the verse that the Lord led me to, and I want to bring it to you today. Now, here's the setting. The Israelites had just recently come out of Egypt. They had come through the Red Sea, and now they're camped at Mount Sinai. They had been there now 10 days short of a year. A year at Mount Sinai. Not a lot had changed in that year, but God was about to bring some change. Oh, some wonderful things happened at Mount Sinai. Some bad things happened at Mount Sinai. But after they were there about a year, it's a short verse, but I believe it's as relevant for us today as it was back then. Here it is in Deuteronomy 1, verse 6. The Lord our God said to us at Mount Sinai, you have stayed long enough at this mountain. Leave it right there. You have stayed long enough at your spiritual place. You, wherever you are with God, you have stayed long enough right there. And the next verse, he says, break camp and advance. Somebody shout, break camp. Say, break camp and advance. Back to verse number 6, he says, you have stayed long enough. Don't miss it. This season is about to change. You've been stuck here, but I'm about to do a new thing. You've been here long enough, and I'm about to take you to your destination. Verse number 8 says this. The sea, God says, I have given you this land. He's talking about the promised land. Pastor Dave spoke of it a minute ago. I'm taking you to the promised land, Canaan land. Go in, take possession of the land the Lord swore he would give to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, and to their descendants after them. I want to talk to you on the subject today, break camp in advance. Everybody say, break camp in advance. I'm not going to tell you that promotion and success and breakthrough is yours in 2019 just because the calendar flipped. But I do want to share with you three things. When I put these up on the screen, you may want to take a screenshot of them or take some notes, because I believe with all my heart that if you will implement what the Word of God is teaching us today, you have the potential to see some drastic change in your life. And I'm talking about change for the better. Could anybody change for the better in the house? Let me talk to you about this land He promised, Canaan land. Anybody heard of Canaan land? The promised land, it was their destiny. It was their God-given promise, and it was theirs by covenant. Listen, this would be living large. When they get to Canaan land, and even if you remember, if you advance fast forward, when they got to Canaan land, whoa, the spies brought back a cluster of grapes that it took two men to carry on a staff. When the spies came back, they said, the fruit of this land will blow your mind. This is bigger, this is better than anything we've ever laid our eyes on. Canaan land was the promised land. Oh, they were camped out right now at Mount Sinai. They were dreaming of the promise. They were hoping that what God had promised would really happen. Some of you today are dreaming about a better life, a life past addiction maybe, or a life past materialism, or a life past a bad relationship, or a life past depression and consistent anxiety, a life past fear. You dream about it. You hope it comes to pass. You're not sure if it ever will, but you've heard the preacher talk about it. You've heard the Bible talk about peace instead of anxiety, and you've heard the preacher talk about blessing instead of poverty. You're heard the preacher talk about freedom from bondage and life controlling habits, and you're camped out where you are, and you are dreaming about the promise of God, freedom and blessing, abundance, but you haven't seen it yet. Seems like it's a far way off, the promise of God. However, this Canaan land, it was their covenant promise. God, and what God promises, He is able also to perform it. The Bible says not one word of one promise has ever failed. And do you know there are over 7,000 promises in the Bible, and not one of them has ever failed? I think I'll trust that God. Amen out loud to that. And so Canaan land was their destiny. It was their inheritance. It was the promise of God. It was God's best. It was living large, if you will. Not so much physically, but spiritually. But they're not there yet. Still dreaming about what could be. Still hoping that things get better. Let me take you now to the camp. They're camping out at Mount Sinai. Anybody like camping? Six of you? We're not far enough south in Jersey. I don't like camp. I tried to get into camping, but my wife rebelled. She said, my idea of camping is when room service is late. We tried it once. It rained all night. Sucked. It was horrible. Can you say sucked? In church? Oh, okay. Pastor Ruben said, okay. It was bad, so we just don't care. But when I think of camp, I don't think of a permanency. I think it's temporary. Are we together, everybody? Camp is not permanent. They were camped at Mount Sinai. This was not God's ultimate plan. It was temporary until He got them to where He wanted them to be. When you camp out, you're not meant to stay there forever. I said, wherever you're stuck is not where you're meant to stay forever. It was kind of a camp can kind of get comfortable, though. Could you help me, Reuben? Where's Billy Wolfson? Billy Wolfson here? Where you at, Billy? Here, stand up in the back. He got the tent, the sleeping bag. He got everything for me. Give him a hand clap. You know what? You know what? When Billy came into church today, he walked into place like he had new clothes. I said, "What up, bro? Cowboys won last night." Yeah, that deserves a good boo in the house. They asked me, "Russ, who's your favorite team?" I say, "Anybody playing the Cowboys." Anyway, we love you anyway, brother. I thought he had a bit of a spring in his step this morning. Wait till them Eagles get a hold of them cowgirls. You loved me before just now. I just want Pastor Reuben to kind of see if he could kind of get comfortable. You know, doesn't that sleeping bag look comfortable? How about that pillow? It's mine. You better believe it. See how it feels there, Reuben. Get in there. Now, Reuben's going to do something now. He's going to go Instagram live. So if you want to see the inside of the tent, this is the coolest church ever. You can be on your phone during church. He's going Instagram live, and he's just chilling. Funny thing about camp, you can get comfortable where you're at. And they kind of had gotten comfortable where they were at, but it was never God's intention for them to stay there. I want everybody in the room to know today, however comfortable you are or uncomfortable you are, it is not God's plan for you to stay where you are. I don't care if you've been saved 100 years. There's always a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. The Israelites had been in the same place for a year now. Still dreaming about the promised land. Let me talk about the camp. The camp wasn't a bad time. A lot of bad conduct happened when they were at camp. Some good things happened too, though. Moses went up to the mountain and he got the Ten Commandments. How many remember that? Y'all saw the movie. Maybe you read it in your Bible. But he goes up and he's 40 days and 40 nights in the mountain. He gets the law. He comes down. And Joshua's about halfway up, and he says to Joshua, he says, "I hear a noise in the camp." Is it the noise of war? He goes, "No." Is it the noise of defeat? He says, "No, just noise." They were partying, man. They were partying big time. You know what happened? While they were at camp, they got discouraged and they got disappointed because Moses didn't come down in the time that they thought he would. And so here in the camp, they discovered, they began to be discouraged and they began to be discontented. And in their discontent, listen, let me tell you why it's a bad place to get discouraged for too long. Because when they got discouraged, they started to want to go back to their old life. And they said, "We don't know what's," they said to Aaron, "We don't know what's become of this Moses. Let's make a God that we can see." Why is it that we always want a God that we can see? Let's make a God that we can see. And so he said, "Throw all your gold in the pile here." And they created a golden calf. And it blows my mind that God saved them in Egypt. Remember when the death angel came through and they put the blood on the doorpost, the blood of the lamb. And when death came through, when he saw the blood, he passed over that house. How could they have been delivered from death and then through the Red Sea? Wouldn't you like to have been there? We stood there, didn't we, Mama, when we were in Israel? And if you saw the Red Sea stand up like a heap, and 2 million of them, I read it took about 24 hours for all of them to get through. But the Bible says God dried it up. And then he drowned the Egyptians. I know what you're thinking. If I saw a miracle like that, I'd always serve the Lord. Would you? Would you? We're so much like them. And the Bible says in the New Testament that all these things happened to be an example to us. They got discouraged. And in the middle of their discouragement, they wanted to go back to their old life. Isn't that a debauchery to want to go back to slavery when you were free? To go back to bondage? Oh, when God has a destiny for you, And so they got comfortable. And so here's what they did. In that year, Moses came down. By the way, he became angry, threw the tables down, broke them. God had to bring him back up for another 40 days. Now it's near 3 months. He's gone from the people. Moses comes down. His face is glowing because he was with God. And they experienced God, but they experienced God through Moses. Today we experience God through Jesus. But while they were there, in their discouragement and discontentment, they rebelled against God, and they did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they created this golden calf, and they had these sexual orgies. I know you don't want to think about that, but that's exactly what's going on. They were sexually immoral, and they were dancing around this calf, wanting to go back to Egypt. And when Moses came down, he said, "Aaron, what up?" Aaron said, "I don't know. We just put all this gold in a pile and this calf jumped out." A lot of bad things happened. Some good things happened. God gave the law, his instructions, his blueprint for living. But some bad things happened too. They rebelled and they became discouraged and discontented. They did evil in the sight of the Lord. They committed sexual immorality. They were stuck. But I want you to know that his promise still stands.
We hope you enjoyed the Daily Word from the Fountain. The Fountain of Life is located at 2035 Columbus Road in Burlington, New Jersey. Pastor Russ would love to meet you this Sunday at either of our 9 or 11 a.m. services. For directions or more information, please feel free to contact us by calling 609-499-2131 or visit our website at flcnj.org. On behalf of Pastor Russ, thanks for listening to today's message on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station.